We're just talking about Tavon Austin is one side of the things at number 8 and Ziggy Ansah at number 5. You couldn't get any different in size. Ziggy, what was it like for you to hear your name there at number 5? You know, coming from Ghana just a few years ago and all of a sudden being a top 5 pick in the NFL draft.
I don't even know how to start or where to start from. But what I can say is that I really can't explain the feeling. It's something that you have to experience for yourself to know what it feels like. I'm really, really humbled right now, and I can't even put it into words.
And his mom and sister are here tonight.
Well, it's got to be pretty special for you. And obviously, Detroit, they were down there coaching the Senior Bowl. Were they planting seeds in your head that early? Down there getting to know you pretty quick, and here you end up a Detroit Lion.
Funny thing was, I was this close to calling Coach K last night to be like, come on, man, at least text how you doing, you know? I'm really excited to be a Lion.
Ziggy, your family back home, how do you share this with them? How do you share this with people that don't even know the sport you're playing?
I know, like, a few of my friends back home are watching this right now. And the rest of my family back home are watching it. They've been reading a lot about it, and they have a pretty good idea what is going on. And I'm just like, I have nothing to say right now. I don't even know how to put it in words.
Only in America,
And Jason, let me say this.
Absolutely.
He had two options for this weekend. You know what the other option was?
I have no idea.
March at his graduation. He postponed that to come here.
Now, will you still be able to make it to do both?
I actually already graduated.
Uh-huh.
All I got to do is walk in August. I don't know, you know, with camp and all that. I don't know if that is even going to happen.
Yeah.
But I was able to take some photos in my cape and gown, you know, just in case that didn't happen with my family out here.
Well, I saw yesterday on TV you were doing an interview saying, you know, I believe there's not one thing I can't do in football, but yet you are so raw. You are so new to the game. And I'm sure Detroit looks at it as almost like a clean canvas that they can really mold right now to build you. I mean, just how open are you that you're so young in the sport and where you can grow and where you can go in terms of your athleticism?
You know, one thing my brother told me when I was talking to him a few weeks ago, and it was pretty funny, but he was like, you know, some fruits are eating raw.
Well,
it tastes good, you know.
Cool.
Yeah. So I guess it's good to be raw. But then again, I believe in the coaches up in Detroit. I know they can mold me to be what I ought to be. I know I got a lot to learn. But I'm just willing to go in, you know, just like.
Well, I live in Motown. They're going to love you now.
Yeah, Jim's going to give you real estate advice when you get there. Ziggy, congratulations on being a top five pick.
One other thing, and you talked about athleticism. I told him this morning or yesterday, I said, you know what? You ought to be a tight end. You ought to have seen him out there yesterday at play 60 catching passes.
Over little kids, it don't count, girl.
I'll say this about you. When we were at the Senior Bowl, so it's easy to paint a picture of you as a guy who's raw, doesn't. I watched you play in the game. You weren't fooled by reverses.
Right.
You saw scheme coming at you. You were able to discard blockers and make plays. I think you already see the game pretty good. I don't think it's that far away for you. How do you feel about it?
You know, one thing I feel about the game is that I just need to refine my techniques and, you know, just. I wouldn't say I'm, you know, up there yet. I'm just, like, trying to learn every single day. And I'm sure even those that have been veterans for 14 years, you know, like, learn, you know, every single day. So, you know, this is just the beginning. You know,
Thank God you couldn't shoot in basketball. That's all.
Ziggy Ansah with us here on SiriusXM NFL Radio. Go enjoy the night, Ziggy.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Take care, yep. Ziggy.